The next budget we would take up in public session would be Pacifica Radio Archives.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
So if you continue leafing through your binder, you come to the National Office budget, and Pacifica Radio Archives begins on page 16 of 24 in that budget. 16 of 24.
National Office.
It's under the heading of National Office Budget, NO Budget.
Right. Except
but it begins on page 16 of 24.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Everybody there?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no, way far back. It's the last budget.
Oh, wow.
It's the last budget, everybody. So go way far back in your book.
Okay.
So I think you've all probably gotten the short version of the PRA situation, which is once upon a time this was a unit that basically paid for itself by selling cassette tapes and then CDs of shows from all over the network, which is not something people spend a lot of money on these days because you can download all the same content free online. Also, when Democracy Now! Went independent, Amy Goodman took her own tape and CD business with her as part of the arrangement. So in recent years, the funding mechanisms have changed for the Pacifica Radio Archives. One has been the introduction of the National Day of Fundraising for the archive that happens on all five stations. And the other was a board resolution that's mostly been observed in the breach, which was to add 2.5 percentage points to the levy and dedicate them to the archive. In the most recent years, that money was collected from the station, but not necessarily distributed in full to the Pacifica Radio Archive. This budget does show the full 2.5% from the levy. That's expected to come in going to the archive, and that's how the budget achieves balance. It does, as you'll see when we get to the National Office budget, is one of many things that makes them come up short there. It drops the expectations for fulfilled revenue in listener support from that National Day of Fundraising from $155,000 to $125,000. Looks prudent. It does increase grants revenue from $12,000 to $40,000. They were able to provide detail on the grants they have committed and pursuing in the opinion of the National Finance Committee. That was reasonable based on the supporting information they could provide. It shows restricted grant and match rising from $15,000 to $24,606. In this case, it's a restricted grant for tape restoration. If the grant does not come through, you simply restore less tapes. An equivalent amount comes off an expense line further down in the budget. So there's no bottom line impact if that money doesn't materialize. The budget does contemplate staffing cuts, going from a total of $395,000 to $324,000. It's a drop of a little over $70,000. $7,000 of that is in consultant fees. The rest is salaries. Tape restoration. This is unfortunately kind of been the safety relief valve for the archives. As they get into harder and harder financial straits, they preserve fewer and fewer tapes, and it's a lot more running fast to stay in place. It's dropping from 57,000 this year to 32,000 in the budget year, assuming that grant does come in. And it leaves them with a bottom line of $11,812, almost nothing. It's basically a break-even budget. The committee's recommendation is that this be approved.
Nicole.
Yeah, a couple of points. All the stations except KPFK give the 2.5%. KPFK only gives 1.5% because the archive is co-located there, and KPFK pays for the office space and the utility expenses. Although we own that building there in Los Angeles, there's still costs that are incurred, cleaning costs, maintenance, et cetera. So that's why they pay a lower fee. Also, we've had to incur costs of storage because the weight of the archive is starting to affect the structural integrity of that building to the point where KPFK took out earthquake insurance a year ago just to be on the safe side. And actually, now that we actually know that we're very close to an OSHA standard of non-structural integrity, you know, that's a huge liability that the foundation has to be cognizant of. So we had to take extra storage units, and these storage units have to be specially cooled, et cetera, for the archive itself. So this could be another cost that wasn't necessarily budgeted in into this year, into FY09's budget, if that weight stress continues to happen. The archive has agreed, it's not a December day of fundraising, it's actually going to be November 18th. We're still trying to talk one station into complying with that. And they have agreed that they will be fluid, and depending on the outcome of that one day of fundraising, they will reconfigure, and they promise to cut down more payroll expenses if they can't achieve their fund drive goal. We're trying to get them to lower the expenses for that fund drive because they tend to have high expenses for that in paying producers. And we're just begging them to be aware of it and try to lower that overhead cost of that day of fundraising. And finally, we did ask the PRA staff to migrate to Kaiser, which is a California HMO, which did lower their health care costs. Between that and the one part-time staff, that was a $70,000 savings annually. So you see how much the health care costs do impact the bottom line.
Okay. Sorry.
The question I have is that KPFK reduces its contribution towards PRA because they're housed there, right?
And they pay the electrical and, the maintenance and everything else.
Okay. Does the same kind of criteria apply to KPFA, where Pacifica office is located in KPFA building?
We pay our own maintenance, and we pay our own utilities.
I see. But no rent to central office.
Well, it's the foundation's building.
Oh, well, okay.
So.
Okay, Doc.
On the 2.5% levy, it's my understanding. Was I clear in your saying that we didn't always, it's collected but wasn't always given to the archives?
Yeah, it's collected by the national office, but has not always been given in the full amount to the archives.
Why?
What supports that, Brian? When did that happen?
This is what the CFO explained to us when we questioned him on the same topic in past years. His explanation was that the archive, on its initiative, did not want to count on money from the stations, which it considered unreliable, and wanted to hold its own fundraiser on the station's airwaves, which it considered more within its control. I have no idea. That's how it was described to me by the CFO. It's not something I've discussed with the archives. And then he said, well, then we kind of make up the difference out of that 2.5%.
Okay, make up the difference.
Between what they raise on air and what they need.
Basically where we're at today, paying their payroll and benefits.
Okay, but my understanding is that the stations are hit with an additional levy.
Yeah, our central service bill.
Let me finish, please, because I want to make sure I'm real clear. The stations are hit with an additional levy that they are told is for the archives, 2.5% on top of what they normally. But that 2.5% is not completely distributed or has not been in the past to the archives, because we are only going to give them the difference between that 2.5% and whatever else they raise on their day of atonement.
That is my understanding.
Thank you.
But in this budget, they get the full 2.5%.
How do we make up for all that that they didn't get, that the stations were have paid? We don't, right?
Right. Well, it's kind of like the loss of central services. How do we recoup a year and a half? Or
sorry.
I think, Brian, my understanding is that at one time, the Pacific National Board had a policy where they said each unit should be self-sustaining, including PRA. And if they fall short, then they'll be made up from the central, the national office to meet their budget deficit. So I think that the policies that were created in the past there, I think somebody ought to take a look at that, because I think that's what it was. The 2.5%, even though it was going there to the national office.
I'd love to take a look at that. Have you been on your website lately?
Anyway. No, I know. But that, you know, I'm just telling you what my thinking is, okay? But I think that's where it came from. It's not that 2.5% just all went over there and say, you guys sink or swim. It was not like that.
Any other comments? Margaret. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to take Wendy, A.C. Margaret.
Okay. First of all, let me just make sure I heard this right. Did you say that the stations each pay an additional 2.5% to PRA on top of their 19.5%? Okay, no. Okay. So it comes out of the same central services right. money, right? Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
At one point, the stations were only paying 17. Yeah. And as I understand it, this predates me. The National Board approved an additional 2.5% levy to be dedicated to the archives.
Right. And then
that's how it shows up on the bills that the stations get, at least on KPFA's bills, which I go through.
Well, it got a little crazier after that. For a while, the affiliates' fees were used to pay the archives budget, or that money went straight to the archives. And the third thing is, I don't remember any policy like Sarv's talking about that says if any unit comes up short, it'll just be paid by central services. Is that – I mean, PRA, we have – it's in our interest to keep that up, but that's
– Okay. AC and Margaret and Carolyn.
Here is to know. Right,
microphone, please.
Well, yeah, here it is right here. Oh, boy. I just would like to know, what is the relationship between PRA and the Library of Congress? I know you established a relationship there. And I know that there is some sort of storage. I'm talking about the PRA. PRA. And there was some sort of deal worked out with a group in Philadelphia. What is the story on that?
You should direct
maybe
those
Bonnie
questions.
Can answer that question.
Bonnie,
I think what you're talking about, AC, is there is a fellow in Philadelphia who does tape restoration,
right?
And the fellow in Philadelphia was someone that the folks at the archives trusted to do some of the more difficult restoration work of tape. It hasn't been utilized a great deal because, frankly, as has been discussed, the archive has been unable to restore very many tapes. And it's pretty arcane and complicated work to do so. Mm-hmm. But I believe that's what you're referring to, is the fellow in Philadelphia that has done the tape restoration.
Well, it was part of the grant, too. That was on the grant.
And the grant, the Library of Congress, there was some... conference today.
Nicole, do you know anything about the Library of Congress?
The Library of Congress, I think there was a conversation with.
Now, they met with them in Los Angeles.
Well, that's what I mean, a conversation with them. There was hesitation because it's not as though it's an academic institution. And, again, their capacity for some digitization is the Smithsonian actually has a bigger capacity than the Library of Congress.
Okay.
So there was concern there, and it was a conversation.
Okay, next
time. The last part of my question is this. May I finish this part?
Yes, absolutely.
Doesn't this sort of, it goes back to what I think Evelyn said yesterday, I believe, about you know, really seriously looking into hiring a person as a development person, somebody who can really spend 24 hours a day looking for money.
I do that.
You do that 24/7, because clearly, I mean, there's lots of opportunities to get money, and it seems to me that someone needs to, rather than the archives trying to do it by itself, or even one of the stations, it seems to me that we need a person to take on that field and to try to work our way out of this, because we've been describing all weekend the problems that we have at stations and the problems we have with funds, but we're not talking about a way out. We're talking about cutting and adjusting to the problem, but we're not talking about a method of acquiring resources.
Well,
I'd like to have the committee to at least think about that. And maybe that should be a motion. I'd rather turn it over to
somebody else. AC, I don't know whether you were here yesterday for the discussion about we were in executive session. That's a good concurrent plan that we are looking into about partnering with an academic institution. It really would create preservation, sustainability, access. They have the capacity. It dovetails into curriculum. And, you know, you're talking about, I don't know if you've ever seen the archive, but, you know, 300 tapes, as we discussed, being digitized over many years is just not capacity. I mean, it's not a volume that is going to ensure that those tapes get digitized before the next iteration of whatever media will have will be available.
I did hear that, and I thought that was a wonderful idea. I was just wondering whether or not there was an overall plan that we as a national organization would take advantage of to help raise money, because we have...
Well, so far, our little Internet Archive collaboration is for free, and we're getting a big bang for the buck, and we're getting all those folios that could fall apart as paper digitized and put on the Internet Archive. As I said yesterday, Creative Commons licensed. We get the originals back. It's free to us. All we have to pay is the shipping. We've already done K. We'll do all the next sets of folios from all around the system. And that's kind of truly an amazing thing. Didn't get much feedback when we announced it, but I think it's an amazing thing. Thank you, Wendy.
I thought it was great.
Here's that. Wendy's really taking a singular course today. Okay, Margaret, Carolyn, and Brian and Kathy.
Yeah, on the archives, you know, clearly the kind of partnering that Nicole just talked about, you know, is going to be vital for the future of the archives in terms of raising money to the, you know, for the archives and addressing some of the issues that AC raised. That doesn't mean that we also can't look at other areas, some things that we can do at the stations that's a bit better to support the archives as well. And Mike, you mentioned some of the problems, you know, facing the archives, and it was a huge loss of Democracy Now, you know, taking it and doing their own thing. Also, I think the impact of the fact, as you said, that we can go now at the stations, certainly at KPFK, I don't know if this is true across the board, go and just download the shows for free, although it's not a CD, right? And the sound quality is a little bit different. But also, the kind of tagging for the archives that used to be very, very common, especially after public affairs shows and other shows where you automatically say you can download, but you could also get a CD by calling the archives and giving out the that has kind of fallen a bit by the wayside and not as prioritized as before, so that we're hit not only by Democracy Now, but also these free downloads and the lack of tagging, which impacts, you know, people calling. Also, I understand that there's some stations that don't carry, like From the Vault. And I had even heard at a board meeting, maybe this was last year, so it might have been corrected, that even on the Pacifica website, there was something lacking, you know, where people could go to get, you know, from the vault, which comes from the archives. And that's another way the archives can get support. And also the use of premiums from the archives. A lot of people look outside for premiums rather than looking to see what the archives, an incredible 60-year history, you know, has in-house. And I must say I'm a little surprised also that in terms of the fund drive, the one-day fund drive for the archives, did you say, Mike, that there was a station or somebody said that there was a station. It was Mike.
You can call me Mike.
Brian.
Brian's okay,
oh, why
too.
Why am I doing this? Why am I calling you Mike? Nicole had said it? I don't want to blame Nicole for one other thing. So
no, I did say it. And the thing is, listen, Margaret, the thread of what you're talking about, we can't even get stations to carry gavel-to-gavel coverage sometimes.
Right.
So, I mean,
I just want
to
finish up my sentence.
Okay,
right. I just want to finish up the sentence, which is that I was surprised to hear that there was a station, one station that had not agreed to do the fund drive for the archives, and I wondered what that station was and what was the reason behind not supporting the fund drive for, you know, for the archives. I mean, tagging, I think, is pretty straightforward. You know, people are going to tag or they're not going to tag. It'll be useful. I understand the frustration of getting stations to do things, but I just wanted to mention that that's also another way of supporting the archives.
Okay, thank you. Carolyn, Brian, and then Kathy.
I'll just inform Margaret, and the same with From the Vault. You know, if a station doesn't want to carry it, they're not going to carry it. It's KPFA? Mm-hmm. That didn't, wasn't in accord with the November 18th date. They have some other on-air fundraising they wanted to do in November. They're also doing off-air fundraising. So they wanted to put it off until December, but I've really tried to encourage them in the strongest language that I can to please comply with the 18th since four other stations are. However, there's a caveat to that. Because not all the stations run the entire day. Some stations will, some stations will run that day's version of Democracy Now and then bail in halfway through. Other stations will run the morning of the archive show and then bail out in the afternoon. It, you know, what are you going to do? Sit on them?
Yes.
How? What is enforcement in Pacifica?
Okay. So Carolyn, Brian, and
it's
Kathy.
Outrageous.
Carolyn, is she here?
No.
Not yeah. Presently.
Okay, not presently. Brian.
I think it's Kathy.
No, it's Brian and then Kathy, and when Carolyn comes back, we'll...
I have no idea what I was even going to respond to, so
forget
I must have
it.
Raised my hand a while ago. Yeah.
Okay, Kathy.
No, it's not. No, it's not, Kathy. Yes, this we know. Thank you.
Mike.
I was also going to comment about using the archives as premiums. They really make fantastic premiums, and we've done extremely well, especially on our special Martin Luther King days and, well, we can't use that anymore, but Malcolm X birthday and stuff. I mean, we make a lot of income using their premiums, but I don't think we, even in BAI, I don't think we use them enough. So I think that it would benefit the stations as well as the archive.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the PRA budget? No. Okay.
Just one piece of information, if I may, about premiums.
Margaret?
Yeah, just before 08 is over, there is an incredible premium on 1968 Rewind, and we have done so well with that. I mean, all kinds of stuff from 1968. So given that this is, what, September, and we've got a few more months, you know, we can really take advantage of that anniversary.
Thank you. Any other discussion on the archives? Okay, seeing nobody trying to catch my attention, I would entertain a motion. Brian, what is the...
Approve the budget.
All right. I would. I said Brian.
Secretary has
gone
on a point of personal privilege.
Oh.
Brian, I'm so sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. Keep calling.
Let's see if there's going to be objection. If there is, we'll wait. Otherwise, we'll just let her know when she comes back. I would entertain a motion to call the question.
Move to end debate.
Okay. Any objection to calling the question? Will there be any abstentions in approving the archive budget? Will there be any no votes? No. Okay. So then when the secretary comes back, I will instruct her that the motion passed unanimously to approve the budget.